This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Australian firefighters got a little help from Mother Nature with some cooler weather, that is, as they continued to battle several fires before hotter temperatures returned later in the week. Prime Minister Scott Morrison visited the Rural Fire Service headquarters in Sydney after returning early from a vacation in Hawaii that had drawn sharp criticism. Morrison apologized for taking the holiday in the midst of a crisis at home. The fire's intensity eased overnight in New South Wales, Victoria, and South Australia, where blazes had been burning out of control Friday and Saturday. More than 105 fires were still burning in New South Wales Sunday, with 59 of them considered uncontained and one burning at an emergency level. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un held a meeting of top military officials Sunday to discuss boosting the country's military capability amid heightened concerns that Pyongyang might be about to return to confrontation with Washington. KCNA news agency reported that Kim presided over an enlarged meeting of the ruling Workers' Party's Central Military Commission. It said the meeting focused on bolstering the overall armed forces of the country. The commission is North Korea's top military decision-making body. Kim is the country's supreme military commander and the chairman of the commission. Pyongyang has set a year-end deadline for the United States to change what it calls a policy of hostility amid a stalemate in efforts to make progress on their pledge to end the North's nuclear program and establish lasting peace. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Saturday that Russia and China have blood on their hands for vetoing a U.N. Security Council resolution to deliver aid to Syrian civilians. It would have extended a cross-border aid delivery program for 1 year. This is VOA News. The death toll continued to rise in India Saturday as protests against a new citizenship law continued. As Reuters' Eimear McCarthy reports, the state of Uttar Pradesh has seen some of the worst rioting.
Officials said more than 1,500 protesters have been arrested since Parliament passed the law on December 11, with India's most populous state, Uttar Pradesh, seeing the worst violence. Rights activists in the state said police had raided their houses and offices to prevent them from planning fresh demonstrations. Uttar Pradesh is ruled by Narendra Modi's Nationalist Party and has long seen clashes between majority Hindus and minority Muslims. The law aims to grant citizenship to minority faiths from Muslim-majority Afghanistan, Pakistan and Bangladesh, deemed as suffering persecution there. But critics say it discriminates against Muslims and threatens India's secular ethos.
That's Eimear McCarthy reporting. Germany's finance minister and vice chancellor Olaf Scholz reacted angrily Saturday to news that a company that operates ships laying sections of a new pipeline said it would stop work after President Donald Trump signed legislation threatening sanctions. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Trump on Friday signed the bill earlier passed by the Senate that provides for sanctions against individuals and companies involved in laying the Nord Stream 2 pipeline under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. Now Switzerland-based Allseas has said in anticipation of the enactment of the National Defence Authorisation Act, or NDAA, it suspended its Nord Stream 2 pipe lay activities. The US has been an outspoken opponent of the pipeline, which would transport natural gas about 750 miles. Critics argue it would increase Europe's dependency on Russia for energy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
That bill that President Trump signed also not only created a new space force, but a new national park. We get the details on that from AP's Ben Thomas.
President Herbert Hoover established White Sands National Monument in southern New Mexico on January 18, 1933. To preserve the white sands and additional features of scenic, scientific, and educational interest. Those include the world's largest gypsum dune field and collection of fossilized footprints from the Ice Age. According to that 1933 declaration, the park tells more than 10,000 years of human presence, all while providing memorable recreational opportunities. And today it's the White Sands National Park, the 62nd so designated in the national park system. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.